Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Report podcast. I'm your host, Austin Peterson, with my co-host, look at it, Laura Myers. Laura, welcome back to the show.
Hello.
All right, folks. So first, a brief message from our sponsors. Yay, we have a sponsor for our podcast. Whoop. So definitely check this out, and we'll be right back. When six-year-old Hannah's brutal honesty is mistaken for lying, she stops speaking entirely. Her family, her community, and eventually the entire nation are ripped apart by her silence. One word could put an end to the chaos if Hannah could only find her voice. Hannah's Voice by Rob Grindstaff is available at Amazon and many other fine bookstores. Liberty lovers will appreciate Hannah's struggle against authority and her desire to be left alone. So get your copy today. And we're back. Thank you very much for listening to it. Don't forget, get a copy of that book, guys. That's going to keep us in busy business, all right? Today, we're going to be talking about Reddit. There's a Reddit revolt going on right now, and it's a revolt against revolting, right? Against the revolting subreddits of Reddit, which if you are not a Redditor and you don't know what Reddit is, you probably do know what it is. If you're listening to a podcast, right?
From TLR, you most likely have a Reddit. You have a Reddit.
You have a Reddit. But didn't you just get a Reddit? Don't tell the story, man. So Laura and I, we get a lot of our stories from Reddit. Front page of the internet is what they call it. And Laura's just sort of been getting her hands into the Reddit, the mess of what Reddit is. And we've been talking about how to, you know, find good stories. And Reddit is obviously one of the top places that we go to try and find stories, because it's basically a place where users submit stories, and then they get voted up or voted down based on their interest or their popularity. And there's commenters it's just a whole big community. Now, the controversy now is that there has been a new, what they call, interim CEO. So we don't know if she's permanent CEO, by the name of Ellen Powell. And if you haven't heard this name before, Ellen Powell recently lost a high-profile discrimination lawsuit. She's a lawyer who filed a lawsuit against her former employer, a law firm where she was claiming gender discrimination, and she lost, and she became a feminist icon. And the interesting thing about this is that she's now the head of Reddit, and she's kind of changing the culture over there, because Reddit used to be a place for free speech. Reddit used to be a place where you would go to find absolutely anything. When I say absolutely anything, I'm talking about the scum of the earth. Yeah, the scum of the earth go on Reddit to talk about almost anything. And the former CEOs, the former heads of the Reddit website used to have a policy that was of free speech, that they wouldn't ban people or delete subreddits if they were controversial. Only they wouldn't ban people for their words, just their actions. So I'm going to read this story from Breitbart to you today, and then Laura and I are going to have a little discussion and debate about what free speech means and what this means for the internets. When failed discrimination plaintiff Ellen Powell was appointed CEO of Reddit last January, many predicted it would herald a new age of censorship on the link sharing and discussion site. Those predictions appear to have come true, as a number of communities on the site, known as subreddits, have just been unilaterally shut down. And there were 5 sites, actually, that were shut down. The sudden move in the removal of one popular subreddit, Fat People Hate, which until its closure was the 13th most active community on Reddit, the subreddit was dedicated to mocking fat people and the fat acceptance movement, although it was not known for engaging in any off-site harassment. Other Redditors have cited the subreddit as an important source of motivation to maintain a healthier lifestyle. The crackdown came after a week of censorship on Reddit, including mass deletions of links to media stories and even satirical cartoons concerning CEO Ellen Powell. There was also a bizarre incident in which a moderator of a gaming community demanded a user write a 500-word essay on trans acceptance before being unbanned. The user's crime was using the word trap, a common but not derogatory term of internet slang to describe crossdressers. Despite protestations from trans women who said they were not offended, the moderator refused to relent. And we'll go on into all of this in just a moment and continue the story. But people make a lot of funny cartoons about me every day, you know, and I don't ban those cartoons. Right. I only ban people if they're using hateful, like, language and stuff like that. Right. So, plus, if I ban those people, they're just going to know that that's what gets to me, and they're going to post that stuff more everywhere. Like, somebody posts, they're posting like Caitlyn Jenner pictures of me as Caitlyn Jenner, you know, like where I'm like a woman.
I need to see those. You that's kind of funny. Those?
Yeah. No. Well, because we've got this new writer, Lily Goldberg, and she's been writing these anarcho-capitalist.
Do you look good with boobs?
Yeah. Well, I think I would.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I can do a pretty good boob. See that? Look
that's,
at that.
That's very nice.
Look at that. Ashley's
the
over
chest
here.
Chest hair
Ashley,
is great with the cleavage.
Check out my. You see my hairy boobs?
Yeah.
Look at that. Yeah. yeah. You can't see this, unfortunately, but I've got my hairy boobs pushed together. But it seems like she can't take a joke.
And the problem I have with this is the most, and I said this earlier, this is the most voluntary action ever. Going onto a website and clicking on a specific subreddit. If you are offended by this, you dug that hole for yourself. I don't understand the censorship. It's just...
I mean, from a perspective of the free market, that you know, they have a right, they own their website, they can do whatever they want, police their community however they want.
Sure, but wouldn't... I mean, this is clearly more damage than it is good, so...
Well, here's where the damage comes in. Now, their main competitor, which we've been spending time on this morning, and we actually have... I haven't been able to access it
yet. Trying to spend time on...
Trying to spend time, because it's so slammed. It's called Vote. V-O-A-T, kind of like goat, right? But with a V. And they're a Swedish competitor to Reddit. It looks just like Reddit, and they have the same sorts of tools. But it's like, yeah, we're looking at it right now. It's, well, this is embarrassing. Something went wrong. It's taken down. I mean, there's so many users trying to access Vote that people just can't access it. So Reddit may have actually just dug their own grave with this one, mm-hmm. because now they're going to get, Vote's just going to get a bigger user base. I'm adding it to my list now of places to go to try and find information. And because Fat People Hate was one of my favorites. I love Fat People Hate. You know what? We'll talk about fat shaming maybe later here, but I got fat shamed once. I remember, I'll never forget, after I graduated from college, Laura, and you'll graduate from college soon, you're going to see what's going to happen. My body blew up. I became a ham planet. I became a butter... I was a butter golem, and I had big boobs and a, you know, I've already got a big butt, but it was bigger than normal. And fat...
Could you set a cup on it?
You probably could, but I remember a really hot girl that I was in a show with at the time was like, this was like 6 months after my graduate from college. She goes, when was this picture of you taken? And it was, and I go, about 6 months ago when I was in college. She goes, you were hot. And I was like, oh no. She's like, yeah, you got fat. And I was like, oh no. Oh God. So the fat shaming worked. And you know, not everybody's going to react like me. Like, you know, I can take things in stride. I mean, I've been made fun of and teased and hectored my entire life. You know, like, this is what you get for being outgoing and rambunctious. And, you know,
you get a Facebook page that
you get Austin Peterson says. So I asked for it. But a lot of people who are fat people and stuff like that, they don't necessarily ask for it and put themselves out there. But let's just talk about it from a perspective of what, you know, what they've actually done here on the ground, because now everything on Reddit is about fat people or, you know, skinny shaming, and there's a lot of sites that they didn't ban, right? So they've banned five different sites and you know, but they haven't banned things like Coontown, which is like the most racist, toxic subreddit that there is, right? Like, yeah, you've got the list of all the of all the sites. All right, so can you just read them off to me? Talking to the mic.
They banned Fat People Hate, Ham Planet Hatred.
Ham Planet Hatred.
Yeah. I don't know what this was originally.
It's called Trans Fags, which is it's a hate against trans community.
Okay.
Neo-fags, right? So these are people who created a gamer community that was inclusive and friendly to feminists and, you know, basically kowtows to the ideological left of the, you know, the censorship. Put me in a rubber room, you know, like, you know, with flowers and cookies because I'm triggered.
Gluten-free cookies.
Right. So this page was dedicated to making fun of people who created that community.
Okay.
And the other one, shit naggers say, but not naggers. But not naggers.
Right. And then so I found a thread on Reddit that was things that were other threads that weren't censored.
Yeah, go ahead and read these.
Sex with dogs, great apes, raping women, cute female corpses, sexy abortions, beating women too, because beating women might have been censored.
Right. Coontown.
Uh-huh.
Gas the Kikes. Whites Win Fights. Best of World Star. Great Abs. Naggers News.
Africa.
Funny Naggers.
Yeah.
Nagger Drama. Nagger Documentaries. Mud Dick. Gives me that.
KKK.
Ferguson. Go Ebola. Didn't do nothings.
Yeah.
Didn't nothings. Black crime. Yeah, black husbands. Hilarious. These are all racist, disgusting, terrible nigglets. That's terrible. How dare you laugh at that? How dare you? You should be banned. You're banned. Everybody's banned. But
I'm going to vote.
Well, the controversy is such that it makes it very hard to know like what kind of behavior is acceptable and what kind of isn't. I mean, here's the what we're really talking about here. We're talking about making money. And mm-hmm. Ellen Pao's argument on this is that these very hateful subreddits make it harder for Reddit to make money. We don't know if that's true, okay? Maybe or may not. But if that's the case, there's all those other subreddits that exist. They've got to be having the exact same problem, right? They've got to start banning everybody. We were watching that video from that other the fat guy, right?
Yeah.
And he was saying, you know, that it was a half measure, that they only deleted like five subreddits. They're gonna have to start going through. It's like a tyrant. He talked about it being a tyrant, right? If you're gonna be a tyrant, you have to be a full blown tyrant, because if you take half measures, then people are gonna be like, well, okay, well, I'm gonna test your authority and see. Mm-hmm. So you're not gonna delete this, you'll delete this, but you won't delete that. So now that they've done this, they've sort of incited the anger. They've got to go full censor.
Yeah, they've created a subreddit precedent, sort of.
Yeah.
Where do you draw the line to what? I mean, this is Reddit CEOs deeming this as offensive. So can someone go to Reddit CEO and petition for another subreddit to be banned because it is offensive to them?
Probably.
Or,
yeah.
You know, and I think another good point that you brought up, the video of the guy.
Boogie 3797 or something like that.
Yeah.
Some like famous YouTube guy who's really fat.
He talked about being against the ban because it threw the fat shaming into other places where he could now see it, where as beforehand it was sort of underground and he chose not to go and be involved in that, but now all the fat haters are going to be channeling their
hate. Right. So basically how I described it is like this. It's like, you know, when you have this community of people who are bigots or racists or who hate fat people or whatever, they stayed in their community, right? And so now what they've basically done is they've dispersed it, like, you know, like a hornet's nest, right? You walk in, you spray down the hornet's nest. Well, what happens? Hornets, they all, if they don't die, they run around everywhere. And so what he was saying is that this does me no good because, one, now these people are coming to my page, they're coming to my site to come and make fun of me because they don't have a place where they can go and they can be with a bunch of other haters
anymore.
And bigots, right? They're not contained in their own community. And two, I now have less free speech. By restricting the free speech rights of one of us, you are restricting the free speech rights of all of us. It has a chilling effect on the community. And again, you know, the libertarians who are the hardcore, you know, maybe the ANCAP basement dwellers will be like, but this is a private company with a private decision. Yes, mm-hmm. But this is an issue of speech in a community and in a voluntary community. This is actually a great test study for the speech in the private market and how it's policed and what the consequences are. So, you know, obviously, you know, you would say, look at that and say, well, hey, look, their competitor vote is getting a big bump and this is good for people. But when you see what is at its heart with the issue of this, and I'm going to read this from Breitbart again, is why is this happening? Some people have an idea why, and let me read this to you. Reddit's turmoil will surely please web culture bloggers who have at times appeared hell-bent on the site's destruction. BuzzFeed blogger Ryan Broderick has previously cited Reddit as part of the, quote, white male internet that needed to be, quote, bulldozed. The Washington Post's Caitlin Dewey, who has cited Broderick as a source, also seems rather keen on the downfall of Reddit, to say nothing of Gawker Media, which has been trashing the site for years. These columns have much in common with a subreddit called Shit Reddit Says, which is a controversial community building its reputation by attacking the culture of the wider Reddit community. Now, Reddit has always been sort of like a left-wing, liberal-dominated site. So I was describing to you this morning, it's mostly liberals, lots of libertarians, and then a few conservatives. And so what this really, really means is that like the liberals are now sort of eating their own. They're seeing this is the consequence of what happens with these censorious, you know, everybody, I got my feels hurted today. It's like, ooh, get her a gold star. Get her a gold star. She's gonna, she got her feelings hurt today. Because the old CEO is on record saying we don't censor ideas. We censor actions, right? So if somebody's actually harassing people or trying to harm someone or cause them to be harmed, that's what they're going to try and police. But here we're actually censoring speech. We're actually censoring, you know, what could be called hate speech, for example. But it's a good example of saying, like, you know, when the government stepped into private businesses and said, you know, in the Civil Rights Act, they said, okay, so private businesses, you can't be racist anymore. You can't have discrimination in your private businesses anymore. What it does is it drives that hatred underground and into other places, right? So, you know, I'll bet if you polled, this is something I've been trying to, like, a theory that I've been trying to work on in the last few weeks. I'll bet if you polled most Americans, Laura, and said, should it be illegal to be racist? And ask them that question a certain way. I'll bet you a majority of people would say yes.
Yeah. That's a comfortable answer.
Yes. Should it be illegal to be racist? What would you say?
I would say no. Because, I mean, you can't.
Racist! You're a racist! You're a racist!
Yes. That's why.
But that's the whole problem with the liberal mindset is that it's got to be all or nothing, right? So that the government has to police all of our free speech, right? So we've got, you cannot even be racist in your own private property.
So this is, a similar theory is something I talked about when the whole, the gay discrimination thing went on in Nebraska and Kansas, back home, where, you know, a baker refused to, you know, bake a cake for a gay wedding. And so that was in the courts. And I said, you know, if I were getting married, and if I was marrying a woman and then we went to a baker and she refused to bake us a cake, I wouldn't want her to be forced by law to bake the cake because she would probably spit in it. You know, something like that. You can't. When, just like you said, when you try and legislate or govern against, you know, hatred or discrimination, it just channels it to other places. And you better just have it out in front. That's the safest option instead of channeling it to, you know,
well, right,
underground, secretive kind of things that you don't know about.
Exactly. And, like, you know, what I read from these bloggers, you know, Caitlin Dewey and the Ryan Broderick guy over at BuzzFeed and stuff like that, they want to see this culture bulldozed because, you know, white male nerds built the internet. It was back, I remember being a little kid, 11 to 14 years old and stuff like that. It was me and all my, you know, like upper middle class suburban, you know, white kids who had the 2400 baud modems and were building.
Privileged, right.
We were the ones building those websites and stuff like that. And Reddit naturally, you know, grew out of that. Now, again, you know, most of this culture is liberal, left leaning, but it's white dominated, you know, like it's a lot of these white kids, you know, that are all over Reddit, but it's these young white hipster liberals, you know, kids. And so now what we're seeing happen is that their whole toxic ideology, their censorious ideology of, like, you know, feminism and of privilege and all of that stuff is now coming in and to bite them in the ass. And I think that they're probably not going to be happy with it. And actually, we know they're not because there's now a petition.
Revolution.
Well, there's a Reddit revolution, right? There's a petition to have Ellen Powell removed. And, I mean, think about Ellen Powell. You know, I don't know her. I'm just simply speculating here. I don't know her mindset, but she seems like that typical bitchy feminist who's like, you know, I'm going to get in here and we're going to make it equal, baby. We're going to put women into this and we're going to make, like, it's like, insert your agenda. Insert your agenda. Rather than, like, the more Hayekian spontaneous order, like, you and I, like, allow it to flourish. Like, cause let's see what happens. You know, we step back and allow a community to operate. But if it really is an issue, and I'm going to play devil's advocate and stand on her side for a moment. If it really is an issue of making money, where the site is having problems making money because of things like that, the advertisers do that. that then it is legit, and but she needs to just cop to it. You know what I mean? Like that's what her strategy should be. You know, get out ahead of the headlines because she's getting crushed right now mm-hmm. on the internet. Mm-hmm. She needs to come right out here and say, "Hey, listen, this is just a business strategy." But if she comes out in the next few days and says stuff like, "Oh, we need to make this more inclusive," and we need to you know starts using that rhetoric that she thinks the leftists are going to pander to her about, she's sorely wrong. The thing that people are going to react positively to that. Again, if it's an issue of money, you know what? I'm going to get her back.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Like, there's a lot of stuff that on the Libertarian Republic, we've gotten in trouble before from our advertisers. You know, Google is one of our main advertisers. And if we have a story that's particularly gruesome or scary or whatever, has some like bad language, those ads will disappear. Right, and we won't make money on that story, and so that's the market speaking, right? So if this is what's going on with Ellen Powell, she needs to cop to it. She just got to come out and say that, because then she's not gonna have, you know, she's gonna have the defense of the right wing bloggers. You know, she'll have the yeah. people of mm-hmm. people like us. But because of her past as you know suing for gender discrimination, you know, she's like, you know, oh, I got my 70 cents on a dollar. Well, maybe you know, let's not talk about the gender wage gap right now. But she lost that suit, and now she's an icon of feminists. And if she comes out and approaches it from that left-wing perspective, I think that she will be a less sympathetic character. And I think Reddit's going to really be the loss in this. But hey, we're just going to go to vote.
Everybody else is doing.
Yeah, yeah. So in conclusion, you know, free speech should be free, but obviously on a platform like Reddit, they have a right to do what they want. Advertisers should be considered when making these decisions. But to me, I feel like it does more harm than good. Would you say that?
Yeah.
The case?
I mean, Reddit's such a popular site. It's going to be hard to pull down, but
yeah.
The top stories on the website are what other websites to use.
Right. So you know they're doing fat shaming, right? But now that's the biggest thing is thin shaming. So now like yeah. the biggest thing is right
thin shaming, and then the petition for Ellen and what other sites to use are like the top three things yeah. on Reddit right now. So yeah. they're in a little bit of trouble.
Oh yeah, well it's just hilarious because here's Ellen Powell, you know, and she's like deleting all the stuff that's like Ellen Powell sucks. You know what I mean? Like I can just see her like behind the screen right now, like oh my god.
I tried to go to a subreddit that had a petition for Ellen to step down and it was blocked.
Oh, right, so, of course. It's like she's just freaking out today. She's like,
she's probably in her house, like with a cup of coffee and no sleep, like yeah. just trolling her own
right.
site.
Well, I can like see
these haters.
I know, right? Right. So she's like sitting there, like pinching her fat and going, "Oh my god, why are you so fat? Why are you so fat?" You know, she's like watching fat people hate, and she's like, "It's me."
No, she's so thin. There's no way.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter how thin you are. If you've got a fat people complex, like if you have like any fat on your body, you're gonna be like, "Oh god." Jiggle that. You can't see me jiggling my belly right now, but I'm grabbing my fat and I'm shaking it. Because yeah, I really worry about what other people think about me all the time, you know. Yeah, so anyway, so yeah, haters gonna hate, you know, said Taylor Swift, thus saith the Lord Taylor Swift.
Oh my God.
Speech should be free, thus saith the Lord Thomas Jefferson. I'm sure he said something like that at some point. But otherwise, yeah, I think that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Freedom Report podcast. We hope you enjoy. If you like the show, go to iTunes.com, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review. A written review along with that 5-star review is what we're really looking for, because that community will show that we are one of the best libertarian podcasts on the web, which we are. 95,000 downloads of our show yesterday. Woo woo, ladies. Yeah, can I get a woo woo? Yeah. So if you enjoy the show, don't forget to subscribe. And if you don't have iTunes, of course, what do? You got an Apple device? You don't have an Apple device. If you don't, you get yourself Stitcher, Stitcher.com. You can subscribe there. You'll get every single show when it comes out. And of course, don't forget, come back every single day to your home for economic freedom and personal liberty at the Libertarian Republic.com.